Well, joining me live in studio now, we have Erin Joyce. She is a candidate for mayor in Braintree. So happy to have you in studio with us this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Christine. This is very exciting.
Well, it's very exciting to run for an office of the mayor, and that, of course, the election is not until this fall, but you've come out hard and you've come out fast, but you already have a history of serving the town of Braintree. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so thank you for that. I was chair of the planning board. I've been active on the planning board for 8 years, recently resigned. I also have a small civil engineering land surveying business in the town of Braintree. Raising my kids in the town of Braintree. I've been on various committees over the years at town hall. So, you know, trying to be civically minded and active in town hall. And I have been for almost a decade, actually.
That's terrific. So you're a civil engineer. I'm sure that was a good background to bring to the planning board, you know, to all the things that a planning board has to look at. Now, if you could talk a little bit about your campaign, what do you think the top three issues are coming up in this election for mayor of Braintree?
Thank you. So we've really thought really hard about what we wanted to focus on as we kicked off the campaign, and what I will be focusing on if elected to office. And I'm really looking to target investing, inviting, and innovating. So investing in the town of Braintree, you know, like many cities and towns in the Commonwealth, Braintree's facing, you know, infrastructure that's aging, local services that are costing more, and how do we keep up with that? What is our revenue against what our expenses are? So really trying to focus in on that, communicating that with the community, and trying to be very strategic with where we're spending money. So that's really the first thing in investing in the town. And then innovating with the schools. You know, the schools are, I think, need some attention. We're going on over 200 days with our teachers not having a contract. We have two new middle schools, which is fantastic, but we have six elementary schools and a high school that are aging and need probably replacement or significant repairs. Clearly is going to cost a lot of money. And we want to innovate in our school programming. So, you know, really trying to focus in on the schools is going to be a huge priority of mine. And thirdly, inviting. You know, people are coming out of the pandemic, you know, want to get involved, maybe not sure how to get involved at town hall. And we want our neighbors to be involved at town hall. So I'm looking at, you know, improving the town's communication systems, improving the town's website, and really trying to get new voices in town, and really just trying to be really open about the things we're going to be needing to do as we move forward to really make Braintree the greatest place to live.
Was there one particular issue that got you really pumped up about thinking, considering a run for mayor? Or was it not? Was it one thing? Or was it one incident? One idea?
Yeah, it wasn't actually one thing. I think just being involved in town, at town hall, having kids in the schools, and being, I think, an engineer and a natural, like, problem solver, always wanting to kind of figure out how things work, I realized just how integrated all the problems are. So there's no simple answer to what our revenue, you know, how are we going to get more revenue? There's no simple answer. There's no simple answer as to why we can't fund the schools or, you know, finalize a contract with the teachers. Like, it's something that involves everything. Everything is connected and everyone is important. So, like, how do you, you know, make decisions about one piece of the puzzle and understand all the other things that are going to be impacted by that? So it's really kind of like the wraparound nature of the challenges facing the town that fascinate me and that I feel very interested in trying to help solve.
I want to ask you about accessibility. I ask this to everybody who's making a run for office, because a lot of times people run for office, they get elected, and maybe they're not quite as easy to get a hold of as they were before they made the run for that. What will your accessibility be like to the press and to the people in town?
I think that's the, you know, the most important thing that a mayor needs to be able to do is be accessible. I am doing this to serve the people of Braintree, so they need to be able to get in touch with me. So as much as I can have office hours, communication, you know, I want to be out in the community, visiting with neighbors, walking the streets with neighbors, understanding what their immediate problems are, and I want to fix them, and I want to talk to them, and I want to know. I know that understanding your constituents and being intimately aware of their issues and what makes the city or town hard for them to live in, you know, being able to fix that is going to build trust. And you have to have that relationship with people. You're not doing it for any other reason than to serve them.
And just real quickly, do you have a website and do you have a Facebook page?
I do have a website. It's erinjoyceforbraintree.com. And then we also have social media, which is similarly the same tag. It's at Erin Joyce for Braintree on both Facebook and Instagram.
And tell me when your campaign kickoff is going
to be. Yes, we're kicking off on May 15th, which is a Monday, from 6 to 8 at Crossroads Pub in Braintree. Very excited.
And website one more time.
www.erinjoyceforbraintree.com.
Thank you. You've been listening, of course, to Erin Joyce. She's running for mayor of Braintree. We appreciate you joining us. Hope we have you back again another time.